Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drew Garber Live.
Sailing to reach before a following sea.
Thanks a lot to Joe and Bone TV for dimming the lights a little bit. Sorry if you're watching, but I don't get migraines very often. I think I'm good for one every 15 to 20 years or so. And something about looking up in those lights makes everything squiggly. And turning off the lights helped tremendously. So thank you, Joe. Appreciate you.
To make his way in a noisy bar in Avalon, I tried to call you.
So we used to do a thing called Fetish Friday. It was really cool. People would call up and talk about the weird crap that they were into, because people are into some weird things. I mean, you know, John and I are peg bros, for crying out loud, allegedly. And there are certain fantasies that people have that one could look at and go, man, that's just wrong. And a Largo man was accused of soliciting a young girl online for an RAPE fantasy. Now, yeah, we can say that on the air, but I'd rather not. It's an arresting word. This man engaged in inappropriate online conversations with an undercover detective who was posing as a 14-year-old girl.
Oh.
14-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. He threatened the young girl, which was actually a cop, thank goodness, and said, you're going to sneak out later. Do you hear me, little B-word? You should listen to me, B-word. I'm going to R-A-P-E you.
At this point, does this girl think she's part of a role play scenario, or he's just starting with this?
I don't know. He probably had some introductory conversations like, how's Algebra 1 working out for you? Have you taken Spanish yet?
And he thinks he's talking to a 14-year-old girl.
And he's actually talking to a cop.
Okay.
He thinks he's talking to a 14-year-old girl, which is always sticky territory, because technically he's not talking to a 14-year-old girl. So we're convicting him because of his intent, his thoughts. I'm not defending the guy. I think he's a scumbag who should have been arrested. It's just it's a weird thing to say, well, you didn't really do it, but you wanted to do it, so we're going to arrest you.
Yeah, but he wants to do it.
Right.
And he probably will be seeking out 14-year-old girls, and you have to put a stop to it.
Stop to what?
A stop to him wanting to get with 14-year-old girls for his perverse fantasies.
You can't stop his desires.
Right.
You can't, but you could lock up his desires and keep him away from your children.
Because he has those desires.
Yeah.
All right. I hate to advocate the devil here, but it's sometimes fun.
The devil needs help.
He does, and I'm here to advocate for him. I've always had a bank robbery fantasy.
Mm.
Like, if I had to commit any crime and not get caught, it would be planning and executing a bank heist. I think our financial institutions are corrupt and they are horrible for America. So I'd be the Robin Hood.
Go on.
Breaking into a high security bank, liberating the money and giving it to people who really, really need it. Just, you know, dispersing it in the inner cities and just giving them all the monies.
Who do you end up sex with?
Whoa, hold on.
There's no sex.
Oh.
There's no sex. Just a bank heist.
Oh, I thought this was a fantasy.
And you're gonna rob a bank,
right?
And then give the money away.
I'm gonna give the money to the hood. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the inner cities.
I'm gonna
give away the billions of dollars that I steal.
Yeah, okay.
It's my fantasy, so brother Kevin.
All right, I'm with you.
So I love the idea, and I've never actually sat down and drafted the plan. But let's say I do that. Let's suppose I'm not gonna do anything about it, but I start planning my bank heist. Here's what time the guard takes his ciggy break every day. Here's where the truck pulls up.
Planning to where you've actually gone to the bank and cased it.
Yes.
You watched the truck pull up.
I watched the truck pull up. I've gone through the check the customer service line a few times to see how the cashiers react, where the panic button might be.
Okay. I'll be your driver.
I'm going to use the guy who's in Baby Driver, but thank you.
No, well, I like that guy. I want to be
me
like
too.
Him.
No, you're not like
no,
him.
No, I'll be like him, though.
No, I'm not. I don't want Baby Driver with earrings. I want the guy who's Baby Driver.
I'll be Baby Driver.
No, you're not my baby.
I'll be your baby.
No,
driver.
You're not my baby. I want baby. I want baby, or I want nobody.
John, you're too easy to identify, so they could do a sketch of you with no problem.
Yeah. I'll shave my face.
Plus, I don't really know how good your dance moves are. Not that he danced all that much, but
he danced so nice.
All right, show me the great opening scene of that movie. He's listening to a very obscure song by a band I love and the rest of the world has no idea about, the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yeah.
So the movie opens with him jamming out in his earbuds to Yeah. This song. So let me show me. You're sitting waiting for me. I'm the trigger man and the point man. I'm the Bodie of Point Break.
He knew all the words. I don't know all the words. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Show me how you're sitting in the car, Fat Baby Driver. Look at him. Can you take that seriously as your getaway driver?
He can drive me to Taco Bell.
This is Baby Driver.
Not with those earrings.
This is Baby Driver.
That's Fat Baby Driver.
You're in there. I'm out here.
All right. Feeling it. Yeah. All right, you can be my driver.
Thanks, man.
Good. So that's my. So should you then what? Be able to convict me for planning a bank heist?
In your scenario, yes.
Yes, you actively, I haven't done anything illegal.
You actively, conspiracy to commit a crime. You actively plotted it out. That's why I asked you, did you go to the bank and watch?
Yes.
Now, if you were just sitting there talking, that's one thing. But you actually have concrete plans.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you're interviewing drivers. You need to be arrested. Hmm.
Convicting me for my thoughts and my plans. Interesting.
Yeah. If you're interviewing kids for your R-word fantasy.
Right.
It's time to go to jail for a little bit.
What if you're trying to live out your R-word fantasy with a willing participant that is of age? Mm.
Yeah, but this girl was not of age.
Well, I'm just saying R-word is still a crime, no matter whether that person is of age or not.
True.
So is it wrong to reenact that?
I think it's a problem just to have that fantasy.
You got your girl sitting on the couch?
That's not illegal.
Yeah.
No, it's just not anything that I'm looking to execute.
Yeah. Right.
She's sitting on the couch and you like break out a window in the back and come in with a ski mask on and you choke her a little. And
a lot of women have fantasies.
Yeah,
like
they
this.
Do. And that's why we open up the phones for them. 727-579-1025.
It is, but I would never do that.
No, me either.
If I was with somebody named Phoebe and she said, hey, this is my fantasy. No, I can't do it for you. I'm sorry.
You couldn't technically commit a crime.
I know.
Because you know her and you guys planned it out.
No, I know, but it's wrong. I would have to act like
an R-wordist.
A sexual assaulter. Yeah. Right. And that's not in my arsenal.
How do you know? You haven't tried.
No, right. I don't want to go to that place where I go, okay, because I'm a method actor like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh,
I don't want to have to go out there and do this just so I can get really good at my role.
May I ask you a question?
Oh, no.
Have you ever paid for sex? Have you ever hired a prostitute?
No.
But you had no problem whatsoever acting like Phoebe was a prostitute and you actually paid her for sex after she dressed up like a French maid, if my memory is correct.
I see somebody's tweeting you over there.
No one's tweeting. Oh, okay. No, I'm just looking at my Snapchat.
Well, you know, when you're in Ireland, things happen.
But, I mean, you would never pay for a prostitute.
Why didn't I pay. She gave me the money back after I gave it to her.
I don't think I knew that this happened.
What? One of my all-time favorite Phoebe Seth moments.
I don't even remember it.
So can I get a little taste? So, I mean, what, Phoebe, you're in a hotel room? Is that where it took
place? In
Ireland.
They were in Ireland.
Okay, so.
Jameson trip. They flew us over there. I mean, this wasn't when I was there.
I'm the filthy prostitute maid, and you're the John.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Talk to me, baby.
Now we're talking.
I'm sorry, John. I'm not speaking to you in this scenario. If you want to know how it happened, I ordered her.
How did you order her?
Like how?
Well, we didn't go that deep into it. I just said, hey, go outside and knock on the door. So
you didn't have someone else play the pimp?
No.
Hello.
Did you change your voice?
No, I don't.
So you had her go outside the room. What was she dressed like?
I don't remember. Probably like a hooker. So
how's a hooker dress?
Like a Dublin hooker. Classy yet.
I see. Black leggings.
Classy yet raunchy.
Yeah. Pale skin and black leggings.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So she goes outside the door.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
I'm kind of all nervous because I've never ordered a prostitute before, and I hate role playing. So,
right.
You know, I'm pretty much myself at that point.
Okay, so you're a nervous guy who ordered a hooker.
Yeah, I think we discussed prices. I think it was $50 for everything.
50?
Yeah, I paid her.
She could get a lot more than that.
I paid her in, what is the currency?
Euros?
Over there? Yeah, I gave her some euros.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we, we did it.
What's everything, though?
Everything around the world.
What do you mean?
Touch them all?
The deluxe.
Yeah. Anything like special?
No fifth base, probably.
No.
No fifth base. That's the mother of his kid. Be respectful.
Any with the feet?
Oh, yeah. Did she do the foot love that you love so much? Did she?
On that night?
Did you have to throw an extra $25 for some foot love?
It's a prostitute. If you have the option, you pay for the extra foot
love. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's nothing. It's like ordering a la carte, you know?
But would you trust the prostitute? Would you trust her feet?
No. If she's not a streetwalker.
Well, I mean.
Streetwalkers can have some bunions and stuff like that. They take terrible care of their feet.
No, Phoebe's feet, that's a brand you can trust. But these hooker feet, I don't. Mm-mm. Listen, I'm going to say this every single time. I don't love feet. I'm gonna clarify it every time you try to paint me as some sort of foot pervert, okay? I am not.
You don't like feet.
You hate feet?
I don't like feet.
It's just the arches you like.
I like a woman in high heels. Mm-hmm. A nice wedge, a nice summer wedge. We're having fun. You're propped up. I like it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not into just the feet. I don't look at toes. I don't care if you have a pedicure. I don't need that.
And Phoebe's never pleasured you with her feet before.
We've been together 10 years. Things happen. You know? Feet enter the equation sometimes. It doesn't mean it's an everyday thing. It's just a special move.
You ever suck a toe?
No.
Never?
Maybe I have. I have. No, I have not. I have not. I don't think I have. No, I haven't. I probably kissed the toe.
Well, why would you kiss it and not suck it?
That is disgusting. That's gross.
What's disgusting about sucking a toe?
That's just
anything you're willing
to kiss. The idea of it is gross. But if you're going to kiss something, you should be willing to suck it.
No, but no.
Don't just
kiss it. I don't know about that. Suck it is a full commitment.
Oh, kissing is pretty much a commitment.
Kiss is accident. We're just trying it out a little bit.
So sometimes you're not ready for the commitment of a suck?
No.
Okay, so Phoebe's outside the door. Did you make her wait a little bit? Like, to show her what a whore she is?
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah, like, oh, keep knocking, whore.
Yeah. Now, I will say, in the role-playing, I hate playing other people. So I was just myself. Hey, what are you doing here? I'm a radio guy from Florida, and, you know, Jameson sent us over here.
Sure.
And she acted interested, and
So then, like, did you discuss price before you banged?
No, I think I just gave her the money.
Mm.
I can't remember if I gave it to her before or after, but either way, I threw it at her.
Money on the dresser? Mm. Drive a Contessa?
No.
Top-notch hose, get the most, not the less.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
I don't know.
UGK.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
I gave it to her afterwards.
Okay.
When she was on the bed, I just threw it at her.
You threw the money like a whore?
Yeah.
After you had...
Oh, I don't know if that's how it goes.
What? Like, after you go, there you go, whore, get out.
I thought you pay up front.
You do, right?
In this scenario, I think she was so taken with Maya that she had such a stallion that ordered her, I think she forgot to collect payment.
Did she put that on like, oh my gosh, normally I don't get guys as hot as you ordering me here in Dublin.
Of course.
Did she have an Irish accent?
Yeah, she tried.
She did?
Yeah.
My name is Phoebe O'Shaughnessy. What do you say we go in and have a bit of the in and out?
Was the whole scenario like supposed to be two Irish people? Were you speaking in Irish as well?
No, I wasn't, John. Where have you been? Yeah. I don't play characters. I play myself, okay?
Except when you're playing a John who's buying your wife who happens to be playing a hooker.
I was Seth that day. I was Seth.
Seth the American tourist.
I was Seth from 97X from Florida, and I was there, and I was very, very lonely.
I'm Phoebe O'Shaughnessy, and we're going to have sex for money.
Did she have a special name, like a hooker name?
She did. I don't remember it. There's a couple of listeners that will remind me from time to time what name she used, but...
Can I text her and ask her her hooker name?
Yeah, she'll remember. Oh, let's see. I got it. Oh, wait. She just sent me the monkey emoji, but she didn't send me the...
The monkey? Which monkey?
Covering his face, yeah.
Uh-oh. Because she's a mom now. Say, what was your whore name?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just as, you know, right. No meeting around the bush. Just what's your whore name?
It was a really good Irish name.
Shillelagh?
Yeah.
Shalala?
I don't know. Why? We're not even talking.
I'm here to shamrock your world. Your pleasure is going to be Dublin. I got a ton of them. You'll want to bathe in an Irish spring when we're done. Because she's dirty.
Man, $50, huh?
Dirty whore. $50.
Man, John, you get so thirsty when we talk about my past escapades.
I'm just laughing.
I know. It's one of the greatest Kushner stories ever, right?
What is it? Nothing even happened. I opened the door for my wife.
Well, you opened the door for a whore.
Who happened to be your wife?
Her name was Kelly. What is so funny about that?
I'm Kelly. I'm here to rock your world.
It's a good Irish name.
Yeah. What if to think about what ifs. Like, she's out there in the hallway, right? And she gets distracted by something. Like, somebody calls her name and she's like, oh, I got it. So she goes over something, and then a hotel security like knocks on the door and you're like, get in, you filthy whore. Did you call her demeaning names while you were banging her? Like, oh, you like that, don't you, you prostitute?
No.
You get paid to have sex. You're bad.
No, that's not my style.
Did you make her leave afterwards?
I think we went through the whole thing where
you should. That's the best part about getting a whore.
What's your style?
Well, I don't. I'm not into the chatter. You know, I just like to get the job
done. Handle business.
Yeah, you just like to focus and, you know, move on to the next thing. I'm not there for talk. I do it enough at my job. I'm not looking to take my job home into the bedroom with me.
Or to Ireland with a prostitute.
Well, it's boring over there when you're not drinking.
Well, yeah, no, I can't imagine being in Ireland and not drinking. Danny, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Really good, man. Thank you. Yourself?
Pretty good. You know, on the way to the Mike out the punch hour right now.
Hell yeah, dude. Weather's still looking great, and just looked at the radar. Man, does it ever look good tonight.
Oh, yeah.
If you like awesome. A lot of color.
Yeah, just trying to find a way to park somewhere to park right now.
Yeah, I'd recommend Northport. Go ahead, John Sennett.
Well, I did reach out to Mike Olivero just to kind of, you know, verify everything. Mm. And I said, any potential weather updates? He said, we're planning to move forward.
All right.
There it is.
There you go.
Well, it's great. Yeah, well, it's great. I would hope everybody there would legalize my ganja spliff.
You say legalize your ganja spliff? Is that what you said?
That's what he said.
All right. We're down. We're pro legalization. It's like people saying Baba Booey on our show. We're huge Stern fans. You're preaching to the choir. What's up, Don? Hello.
This isn't Don.
Who are you?
Hello.
Who are you?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. What'd you do with Don?
I don't know. I guess he just disappeared or something.
All right. Well, what can we do for you?
Or he floated away. He might have floated away.
Okay.
I was just curious, but is Seth talking about hiring a prostitute on a business trip?
Well, kind of. It's acting like he's getting a prostitute. Seth would never actually pay for sex, but a lot of guys enjoy a fantasy or two, and a lot of guys
went through the whole motions. He went through the whole motion of hiring a prostitute on a business trip.
Well, if you'd let me
be careful what he talks.
No, if you'd shut your stupid mouth for a second and let me finish, you'd see how wrong you are.
No, I like what he's saying.
Oh.
Yeah, he's completely missed everything we discussed. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Like you are such a dumb dillard, blowhole, stupid, idiot, F-face, I almost said that word, that you're not listening to what actually happened. Seth's wife is Phoebe.
Yeah.
Stem the tide of ignorance for one moment, blabbermouth, and listen to me carefully. Seth has a wife named Phoebe. Seth's wife Phoebe acted like a prostitute at Seth's behest or her behest or a mutual behest and waited outside the door as if she were a prostitute when in actuality she is not.
She was just a radio DJ.
She knocked on the door as a radio DJ, acted like a prostitute, went inside, had sex with her husband as a prostitute. He threw the money at her to defile her and further demean her. And then the play acting was over. And they went back to being Mr. and Mrs. Seth Kushner, you stupid, dumb idiot
said.
Who's going to say the same thing over and over again.
Again,
you dumb jerk
again,
face.
I go back
dumb
to
jerk
what
face.
I said.
Dumb jerk face.
He went through the motions of hiring a prostitute. Though it was role-playing, and I knew it was role-playing, he talked about how he was a radio DJ being over there on a business trip in a role-playing situation. Mm-hmm. And I know it was a role play, but in the context of this conversation.
Have you started your weekend early? Did you start killing brain cells at about 9 o'clock this morning with maybe a little butane, a little huffing paint? Like, what is going on with your life right now?
I'm just sitting here enjoying the rain, listening to you guys talk about
that
role play.
So what would you like to see happen to me?
Yeah, do you want us to arrest Seth? Would you like to retroactively call Interpol?
I'm calling 911.
Yeah, I don't think 911's going to do it. This happened in international land, so we got to get Interpol on this one. So hold on 1 second, sir. I'm going to call
Ireland. Is it legal? Is prostitution even illegal?
Oh, yeah. No, it's very illegal. They are way more ass backward than even we are in this country. They quite frankly, are very, very conservative over there. No weed. They drink a lot, but definitely no prostitution, sir.
Well, I just wanted to point out what I was thinking.
Don't point out things anymore. Be a guy who doesn't point things out anymore. I'm not saying don't have interests because everyone should have hobbies, but your hobbies should not be pointing things out. Your hobby should be keeping more things to yourself and being more of a listener than a caller. How about that? You're a good guy. You sound like a nice guy. You just made a little misstep here. I'm trying to redirect some of your passion.
No, it's fine, but you're missing the point that I'm trying to make. But that's okay.
What is the point that you're trying to make, sir? We're giving you the extra effort to try to explain your point.
I'm ready to fly to Dublin after the show and turn myself in. So I want to know what you want
Please.
To come of all this.
What resolution are you looking for?
He doesn't have a point.
There is no resolution. I'm just making a point that in the context of this conversation, he's talking about participating in an illegal
Interpol. I said them earlier. I was thinking about their song PDA. Haven't heard it in a minute. Not a bad song, right? Oh. I mean, way better than listening to this dill hole, right? No offense. Was it the dill hole?
I wanted to understand.
He just kept repeating himself. Yeah. He never got to it.
How about this? It comes full circle. Tonight, Phoebe knocks on the door as a filthy little Interpol girl who comes in to arrest you.
Dude, there's your role-playing scenario.
I'm getting arrested at the punch-out then.
Oh, yeah.
Just where I want it to all go down.
Well, you'll be buzzed up when you get home. You'll be feeling a little frisky. You'll be ready to get tied up.
What do you mean buzzed up?
Buzzed up, dude.
What does that mean?
You're going to get buzzed up.
What does buzzed up mean, John?
I mean, maybe have a glass of rosé. I don't know what you're into.
I'm not into rosé before the punch-out, okay?
Dude, you go home and Phoebe is a sexy inspector from Scotland Yard. Even though you're in Ireland, I got it. But for some reason, Scotland Yard was called in. I've always wanted to say Scotland Yard on the radio.
Drew, we're in the midst of hashtag mommy mode right now. The funny games are over.
They're not. I love this song.
Turning myself in tonight.
Interpol. This is good having sex music, too. So then she knocks on the door and she's like, "You were over here being a naughty boy across the pond, weren't ya? Weren't ya, you little shillelagh?" And then you'll say, "Well, what did I do? I was on vacation." And she'll go, "Well, it looks like I'm going to have to frisk ya then. Out of that bed. I'll roust you out right out of that bed, you drunkard. Let me check you out here. Oh, what's this? Is this Jimmy and the twins I feel right here? We're just going to have to work on that a little bit. There you go. Get nice and big for me, big fella. That's it. That's it. Come on, big fella. Come out to play. Yes, that's the one right there. Oh, mommy likes that. Mommy likes that a lot. Mommy has to get all of you. That's right. Mommy has to see all of you in order to arrest you properly. That's right. You have the right to remain erect. Let's go. Come on.
Is this your style?
Does this do anything for you?
Does this do anything for anybody?
Or what if...
Shut up, you pervert! Are you good? You need anything else, John? We covered every aspect of the story.
I just had one more scenario, possibly.
Yeah.
What if she played the prostitute from 10 years ago, and you got her pregnant, and she's had your child this whole time, and now she's flown to the States to...
So now you're looking to get a 10-year-old. We have to find a 10-year-old to get involved in the story.
No, the baby never aged. You can use your baby. The baby somehow never aged. So she shows up like, "What am I here for, daddy?"
It's like a reverse Benjamin Button situation.
So this pervert now has me scouting the playgrounds to get a child involved.
No, you can use your own child. Just magically, since it's a fantasy, the child never aged.
I don't do casting calls for role-playing scenarios, and it will be strictly two people. That's it.
I've got some bad news for you, Seth. It's me, Kelly. I've been looking all over for ye, and I found you right here in the Burg of St. Pete.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Are you here for the punch-out?
I've got some good news, and I've got some better news.
Okay.
The good news is we had a night of fun about 10 years ago. The better news is, here is the result of it. It's still an infant. Look at her. She's so adorable. Wow, double! It's so nice to follow me.
She could stay in mommy mode while...
Right. That way she's like, "Oh, look at her. She's oh, bang me harder." That's right, lad.
It's that's over it.
I put it all out there every day.
727-579-1025.
Every day.
You are an endless mine of content.
Yeah, no, I see that.
Perfect.
Yeah. John gets so excited when we talk about things from my past.
I knew he would like that. I feel bad that I haven't brought that to the table yet. I think I was saving it for a very special,
it feels special.
Torrential rain about to pour day.
He's looking at his lips like LL Cool J over there. I mean, he really gets into it.
Yeah. You jingling, baby. Yeah, I'm that type of guy. Yeah, I need an around the way girl. Yeah, mama said knock you out. I can't live without my radio. I'm bad. We're going to be doing it and doing it and doing it well. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. In the back of my mind. I hear my conscience. Sorry, I'm licking my lips. I'm chapped here. You guys mind if we do a little 4-Bar Friday when we come back?
Oh, I'm down.
It's Friday.
This guy said that.
And I've got something that's going to break your heart also.
Is it the Haley J thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, my good friend Jen from Jenna Tortures, she said that this fantasy is actually doing something for me hot with a unicorn emoji.
Which one?
Probably the one with you and, Inspector Sexy or the pregnant prostitute. I'm not sure. I'll ask. Anything's in play with Jen. She used to nail guys' penises to boards. But yes, I got the Haley J thing that you sent me. I have not listened to it yet. You're telling me when I listen to it, it's going to break my heart? Because you know Haley J, she's in the building, one of the hottest women who's ever walked in this building.
Yeah.
You guys shared a moment last week.
We had a gaze until she realized that I'm old enough to be her dad.
Did you hear the audio, John? Did I send it to you?
No, I didn't hear it.
It's going to break my heart.
I think so.
All right.
I don't want to say anything else, but.
All right. Walking with the Panther. David, did you have a rhyme to spit for Four Bar Friday, or did you just have a rhyme to spit?
Just a rhyme to spit for Seth.
Oh, a rhyme to spit for Seth. All right. Well, this should be a real treat.
Seth is a gentleman in the street. In the bedroom, he likes feet.
That's funny.
I don't know why. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So when we come back, Four Bar Friday and some heartbreaking audio from Haley J. That's probably going to ruin my weekend, but that's okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.